My name is Crane Blanchard at joseph1637.com. I wrote a book on prayer. The title is Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. I'm going to read excerpts from the book in each podcast. I believe it's time for people to begin praying and learning about God. This is part 4, chapter 2, A Life of Prayer. I watched a young squirrel make its way across my fence, up a tree and across the neighbor's roof. Then God spoke to me and told me that squirrel spends his life in prayer. All creation groaneth for the revelation of the children of God, Romans 8, verses 19 and 22. And if that squirrel can pray its whole life through, can we do anything less? Prayer is talking to God. That squirrel lives in the presence of God and in safety. He's not afraid to approach God. In fact, that is the place where he wants to live, in safety and security in the arms of God. God has wanted man to do the same thing since Adam. God gave man free will so he can choose God freely. This honors God. Our Father is pleased and joyful when man chooses him and not the world. Talking about God's creation, he talks about sparrow, that not one of them falls to the ground without him knowing and caring. Then he says that man is worth more than sparrows. Matthew 10, verse 29. Living the life God has called us to is a life of prayer. God has called us to a life of prayer. What does that entail? God gave me pieces and parts at a time. It started with hearing his voice. Next, I began reading the Word of God. Finally, I would pray for my needs. As my faith began to grow, God would show me more. Prayer works hand in hand with faith. You must believe that God is and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, verse 6. What is prayer about? How can I become effective? The journey begins the day you receive Christ, and it never ends. Did you know that your prayer will never end until it's all fulfilled? Revelation 8, verse 4. I learned at an early stage of my journey to be careful what I ask for. My words have power and can bring life or death. Proverbs 18, verse 21. I have seen God replace bones in people. I have seen God deliver and the dead raised. Prayer is a tool that God gives us as believers. Philippians 4, verse 6. It will transform you into God's image. Let me share my journey into the world of prayer. I received the Lord when I was 8 years old, but I didn't know what to do with my salvation. I know now that God was working in my life. As I grew older, I wandered away from God. At 28 years old, a friend invited me to join his business. He managed a cafeteria. We would meet there before it opened. There was another man that met with us. My friend and this man began talking about Jesus and what he had done for them the day before. I didn't say a word. I listened for 3 months until one day my friend invited me to church and I agreed to go. Going to this friend's church was one of the strangest things that I have ever done. There were 500 people there smiling and shaking hands. I didn't say anything, I just listened. They began to sing. I looked at the people as they sang songs to God. When the singing stopped, everyone sat down. The preacher came up to the podium. He began with church business and announcements. Then he began to preach. No one was talking except the preacher, but everyone was listening. In the middle of his sermon, the preacher stopped and turned to the congregation and said, "Hello." I would use the same expression when talking to people, but I never heard anyone else use that expression. Then I heard someone speak to me, saying, "What more do you want?" I looked around to see who was talking to me, but everyone was listening to the preacher. I knew then who had spoken to me, and at that point I knew that I belonged there, and God was calling me to himself. My friend asked me if I wanted to go up after the service to pray with the pastor. I said yes. The pastor asked if I wanted to receive Jesus. I said yes. I prayed with him. The peace of God came over me. Philippians 4, verse 7. Then the pastor asked if I wanted to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. Again, I said yes. God came down and surrounded me. People shook my hand and talked to me. However, I was a million miles away. I didn't know what had happened to me, but it felt so good. The feeling lasted all day. You just heard Chapter 2, Part 4 of A Life of Prayer. Please stay tuned for the next part of prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. This is Crane Blanchard at joseph1637.com, praying that you have a blessed day.